Hi everyone, this is Jordana Baraja from Drink It In underscore Jordana. So glad to be back with you after a wonderful Hanukkah season. Hope you enjoyed your Hanukkah. Anytime again, if anyone wants to sponsor a class for Shlema, Aliyah v'Neshama, please get in touch with Sheer Enjoyment. So without further ado, let's get back to what is the connection between this week's Torah portion and that of the Haftorah. So this week we're reading Vayigash. And the Haftorah is coming from Yechezkel, Ezekiel. Very interesting. Right away, the Haftorah mentions the concept of fusing the two kingdoms, the kingdom of Yehuda and Yosef, Judah and Joseph. That's going to happen in the times of Mashiach. And the way it's mentioned is that the Navi, Yechezkel, has a prophecy in which Hashem is instructing him to take two sticks and to write on one of the sticks, this is for Yehuda, for the children of Israel. And then on the other stick, he's telling him to write, this is for Yosef, the stick of Ephraim and all the house of Israel. And then after doing so, he's told to put the two near each other, and Hashem fuses them together into one stick. So Hashem explains to Yechezkel that these two sticks are symbolic of the house of Israel that was divided into two kingdoms. You had the kingdom of the northern kingdom that was established by Yehoram, and then you had a southern kingdom that remained under the reign of the Davidic dynasty. The two fusing of these two sticks represent the merging of the kingdoms that will transpire during the times of Mashiach, and that eventually this Mashiach is a descendant of David himself. So Hashem says in the Haftarah, I will take the children of Israel from among all the nations where they have gone, and I will gather them all together from every side, and I will bring them into the land, and I will make them into one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be there from all the kings. And at the very end, the Haftorah ends with Hashem assuring us that they shall dwell on the land that I have given to his servants, to Yaakov, where his Avot, where the Avot lived, and they shall dwell upon it, they and their children, and their children's children forever. Very interesting that this is talking about in the times of Mashiach. And what you have in this week's Torah portion of Vayigash is the beginning. It all started here. You have where Yehuda is approaching Yosef, and he's begging on behalf of Benjamin. He's begging to Yosef. He doesn't know it's Yosef yet. He explains to him, I am the guarantor. I'm here. Please don't do this to my brother. But it's the joining of the forces. This Torah portion is setting the stage for our future interactions. It's such a powerful lesson how the two are talking about fusion of Joseph and Yehuda, which is interesting all on its own of what that represents. What does Yehuda represent? What does Yosef represent? But the concept I think that is also even more powerful is that this is the beginning. Like what happens at one point in our lives also happens at another point. Let me explain. As a parent, anyone who's listening who happens to be a parent, I was always told from my parents and anyone else taught me that the same arguments you have with your children when they're 3 and 4 is the same arguments you're probably going to have with them when they're 13 and 14, 17 and 18, that certain things don't change over time. Of course, perhaps the conversation might become that much more mature, but the overall general topic becomes quite the same. The personality traits are the same. The key players, we are the same. And so we could go over and over each time the same thing again. So I think what we see here is the importance of how we set the stage for future interactions. How powerful it is that how Yehuda rises to the occasion and he joins forces. And he basically, if you want to talk about the branch imagery, this olive branch, how he's ready to stand up to unify his family. And that's where Joseph really just can't take anymore and he reveals himself. But I think that's such a powerful thing that that is an ongoing theme. The importance of us understanding as the Jewish people, the importance of fusing ourselves to each other. The concept of Kleisel Arivim Zelazelzeh, that's the terminology that Yehuda uses. He says, Anuchi Ervenu, I am going to be the guarantor for him, for Binyamin. I'm going to And he tells that to Yosef, I guaranteed my brother's safety. We are one unit. You can't do anything. Not only that, don't take him, but take me instead. I'm a better option. He's ready to risk his own life on behalf of his brother. So important. It's such a powerful message. And for us to realize that life is cyclical. Life goes in cycles. You know, even fashion. I remember once when I was a young girl, I remember I was going into my father's closet. And I said, hey, Dad, these shoes, where'd you get them from? They're so in now. And he says, so on point. He goes, oh, really? Okay. They were in the back of the closet. I have them from 30 years ago. It's time for me to put them in the front of the closet and I'll wear them again. Because everything just comes back. Everything comes back full circle. We are living in a life cycle. And that's what it is. And same thing with the Torah. The Torah is demonstrating to us. You start at point A, you come full circle. And that's what it's going to be in the times of Mashiach. And we see it so clearly here from the connection between this week's Torah portion of Vayigash to the Haftorah of Yechezkel. The fusion of the kingdoms, the unification of us as a people. I hope you enjoyed today's What's the Connection? If you enjoyed this and you want some more insight or more connection, please reach out on Instagram, @Jordana. You could find me also on Facebook @JordanaBarachov. Always look forward to hearing from you, emails, any of your feedback, feed forward, we like to call it. It's always welcome. Until next week, have a great, wonderful Shabbat.